106.5 and time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. Yeah, the whole crew there just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. They got the gear that this man uses to get him caught. Star of the show, our buddy Captain Bobby Abrascato of the A-Team. Good morning.
Good morning, my friend. How are you?
I'm good, man. And I'm excited because Saturday, the Utes are fishing in the Roy Martin Young Anglers Tournament. While, you know, some of the things like we're not going to get the hot dog and, well, the kids. Not that I ever took their hot dog or Coke or Golden Flake chips.
Right. Now, this is Bobby you're talking
yeah,
to.
Yeah, okay. Well, maybe I got a little sampling of what the kids were eating. Not doing that, but the kids are still fishing in the Roy Martin Young Anglers Tournament, and it's going to be exciting. Kids love to go fishing, and I know parents love to watch kids fish.
Yep, and, you know, and it's like with all this mess going on, as you mentioned, it's not going to be exactly the same, but the fish is still there, and that's really what it's all about. You know, and I've had the opportunity this morning to fish with some young people, father and a couple of young men, and we're just having a blast. And I was just thinking about it before you called. You know, we want to talk about this. This is a classic, you know, young person's fishing trip we're on right now. Nothing but action. It's been nonstop, two and three at a time. You know, we're not setting any state records or anything, but the course are going down, and everybody's having a blast. And I always like to think that way when I'm taking young people, you know. To me, the best thing is just watching those corks go down and rods getting bent, fish coming over the side and everything. So, you know, think about that if you're taking some young people and, you know, get out there and try and make sure that there's some action going on, have plenty of food and stuff on the boat, drinks and that sort of thing. They're taking, I told them, I got to take a break for a second while I did this report. And, that's what they're doing right now. So, anyway, but yeah, we want to support the rodeo. They, you know, even with not being able to have the all of the activities that we have in the past, these people still work their butts off all year, you know, getting this thing ready. So,
and it's a charity.
Going fishing, pick up a ticket and jump in and support them.
That's what, you know, I was saying that, been saying it for weeks. People forget, even with all those changes, the JCs, like you said, volunteer, do all this work themselves, and that money goes right back to charities here at home. It is a charity event. Even though it's the world's largest multi-day fishing tournament, we love it for the road. It is a charity event that brings money to charities in Mobile and Baldwin counties.
That's right. They're not getting paid to do what they're doing. And believe me, I've been with them, you know, and seen the kind of work they do, not just the rodeo guys, but the wives, too, how hard they work. You know? So, and again, all that money goes to the right places. You know, all that work they're doing is provide money to the right places. So let's get out there and support them this weekend and next weekend.
That's for sure. Okay. You mentioned the kind of fishing you're doing, perfect for kids. You know, I'm a kid at heart. You and I have been running together for, you know, we've been running together for decades, Bobby. So, you know, I like watching corks go down, too. Give us an idea. What are you doing to watch corks go down? Where are you? What, you know, are we deep? We shallow? We in the sound? We in the bay? Where are we, off the beach? What are we doing?
Best bet for action is fishing deep structure right now. What you want to do is just get on any kind of structure in the form of rigs or reefs, that sort of thing. Some of them are marked, some are. We're fishing a mark wreck today, but anything like that in deeper water, you know, you can cast out there, get a bait on the end of the line. Shrimp's always the best. Get a bait on the end of the line. Get your baits down there in about the lower third of the water column, you know, and you can just sit there and kind of wait on a bite. It's not one of these real technical fishing to where you have to do a lot of casting and accurate casting and working a lure a certain way. This thing is just chunking out there. And to me, that's just the best way to do it. You know, and it really fits the pattern where we're at right now. That's good summertime fishing. Even though we've had some wind this week and some storms have cooled the water temperature, it's still in summertime ranges. So your best bet's going to be on some of this structure throughout the sound and the bay. And as far as I know, we're supposed to have fairly decent weather this weekend, too. So hopefully that'll all work out, too.
Let's talk about getting the parents and the kids on a trip with you. And how do they get a trip booked with the A-Team?
Go to ateamfishing.com, and there's contact us information. By the way, one last thing on action, and I'm sitting here looking at it about 100 yards from this. A lot of bird schools around right now, too, guys. Don't pass gulls. Yeah, don't pass gulls. If you want some action, just get upwind from them. Cast right into where they're diving, and that's just about guaranteed action.
Love it. Captain Bobby, as always, I appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, gang. Y'all have a great weekend.
Will do. Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report brought to you by the folks at McCoy Outdoor Company. Get the gear that Captain Bobby uses to do that catching. Those corks he's watching go down the whole nine yards at McCoy Outdoor Company. And tell Chippy I said hi when you go by, all right? Call him Chippy, too. I say, hey, Sean, Sean says hi, Chippy. Watch his reaction. Maybe video that for me. All right, be right back.